Now, there's been some developments, if you're just getting in your car or you're just turning the radio on, there's been some developments with the referendum, big developments. The champion Penrith halfback, Nathan Cleary, has said, I'll be voting yes.
No voice, no choice. Come on, Australia, vote yes.
I don't know if Nathan knows what he's about to get himself into. Andrew's called in from Cowra. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day.
What do you think?
Well, I think he's a fabulous footballer. I think it was a wonderful grand final, but it's a little bit like the celebrity standing up at the Oscars or whatever and talking about world peace or something. I really don't think that people are going to have a better opinion of him when he voices opinions like that.
Good on you. All right, Andrew, well done. 131873. Paul's at Illawong. Oh, no, he's not. He's just hung up, Paul. Plenty of texts here. Tanya, can't we just enjoy a great sporting moment in the NRL Grand Final and three premiership wins without attaching it to a political statement? Cleary should enjoy his achievements on the field and leave the voice referendum alone. Paul from Illawong's back. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, look, if he wants to support the voice, that's fine. But what we should do is get him on the radio and just ask him to explain the voice and just ask him a few questions about the Australian Constitution. Just see if he actually knows what he's talking about.
Oh, Paul, the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister can't answer those questions. You're probably going to be a bit hard on Nathan. Yeah. Good on you, Paul. 131873. Here's another one, Max. Hi, Chris. A message for Nathan Cleary. A football great. Don't mix sport and politics. You'll lose supporters. And what does he do if no gets up? Stupid move from Nathan. Max, and he's from Penrith. Good on you, Max. Grant says, stick to the footy, Nathan. Patricia, Nathan Cleary will not change my vote. No celebrity will. Mark, seriously, Nathan Cleary, you've just made a fool of yourself. Andrew, Nathan's stance on The Voice hasn't changed my opinion. It has only reinforced my belief that NRL players are thick. I reckon that's a bit harsh, Andrew. 131873. End of the day, right? You've got a situation where, look, is the timing? He's clearly filmed the video before the grand final. He hasn't filmed it today because he's been on the P1SS all night. But why I think that's really funny is he's entitled to have his opinion on whatever, and if he wants to attach his name and his profile to the Yes campaign, we live in a democracy. More power to him. Does it change anything? Of course it doesn't change anything. 131873.